It can be a little embarrassing to fall behind the times. To be the only one at your church potluck to tell someone their tea cozy is cool, when the latest word is slammin'. Well, to the best of our knowledge, wants to keep you up to date. And so, here's a primer for you on the words, terms, and trends that define the way we'll live, work, and talk. Courtesy of Dictionary of the Future.
Walkie.
Armpit art, the coolest in streetwear from Japan, involving glitter and paintings.
Culinambulator.
A person who eats on the run. See also bun and run and hash and dash.
Infophobia.
A fear of being incompletely informed. Any sentence beginning with the words, "Do you know?" will cause an infophobic to experience accelerated heartbeat and panic symptoms.
Admire envy.
A common feeling that blends admiration and envy. A writer who reads a terrific book by another writer feels admire envy.
Lunch lob.
The cowardly practice of returning a dreaded phone call at lunch when everybody's out of the office.
Word burger.
The grinding of perfectly good words into chopped meat. Bush is a chief offender.
Manny's.
A new label for the onslaught of domestic and foreign-born male nannies.
No fly zone.
The millennial version of don't go there.
Did you catch all that? Adam Hanft is the co-author of Dictionary of the Future. Steve Paulson wondered where the new words come from.
Well, there were about two-thirds of the words that are already out there that we gleaned from the culture, and about one-third of the terms are neologisms or invented words. Each chapter is divided in half, and we've got, in the beginning of each chapter, the words that we found in the culture, and then the last third or so are the words that were invented.
There are a lot of words that you've either coined or you've found out there that have to do with demographics, especially with the baby boomers. I liked baboons, for instance.
Right. Baby boomers without savings. I think that there are 78 million baby boomers, and they're the largest demographic group ever to move through the country. And as a result, the changes are pretty substantial that they are affecting. And as they get older, there's going to be major changes as well, because we know that the baby boomers are a very privileged and self-involved group, cohort, as it's called, and they will approach their aging in different ways than their predecessors. One of the things that we've been looking at is where they will retire to. And what we've said is rather than retiring to traditional kind of sun and fun locales, they will be looking for what we've coined as yogurt cities, and that is cities with active cultures.
You also suggest another baby boomer activity might be plastic surgery cruises.
Right. Actually, USA Today picked that up, and they did an illustration for their article on the book on what a plastic surgery cruise might look like. And the thought there is to combine some recreation, some rest, with some face work at the same time. So by the time you come back, your black and blue marks have been healed, and you look doubly rested.
Though I have to say, there's something kind of repulsive about some of these things that you're talking about.
Well, some of them are, let's say, intentionally provocative in order to extrapolate out a trend and see where it might go. And as we say in the introduction, we really make no claim at objectivity here. And we do want to stir the pot and get people thinking about what the consequences of some of these trends might be so that they can understand where things are going with hopefully a clarity that they might not bring to it otherwise.
Do you have any favorite new words?
Well, there's a couple that I think both from a kind of a tongue-in-cheek point of view and from a deeper point of view are interesting. One of them is when you call an 800 number and you're just stuck going from hit 2, hit 3, hit pound, you're in voice jail. And voice jail just seems to perfectly sum up what much of customer service is like today. Another piece of language that is interesting is, and this we picked up in a couple of places, is karaoke managers. Well, a karaoke manager is somebody who gets ahead simply by sitting in a meeting and mouthing in a slightly different way what the person before them has just said.
I think we've all seen that.
We've all seen that. And, you know, the beauty of some of these terms is they just hit exactly the right chord. And we all smile and laugh like voice job because we know what it is. And it might seem strange for dictionaries to be coining words. But if you look back into the history of dictionary making, there was in the 16th century and after a number of lexicographers who set about to invent words because they thought the English language was starved of language compared to, let's say, the French. So words like democracy, for example, and ambition were coined by someone named Sir Thomas Eliot, who had a dictionary back in the 16th century. So it's interesting that is a historical reality that very few of us know. And whenever somebody says, you have some nerve inventing words, we go back to Sir Thomas Eliot.
Adam Hanft and Faith Popcorn are the authors of The Dictionary of the Future,